Christ heart, did you see me in your deepest sorrow? Did you feel my comfort in your loneliness? Did you take my outstretched hand? Your darkness is mine too, and your sorrows I do share. In your brokenness, my child, I am there. In your time of pain, I embraced you, soothed your wounded spirit, whispered words of courage, led you by the hand when you knew not where to go. For your darkness is mine too, and your sorrows I do share. In your brokenness, my child,
amen, folks. So I'm glad that we're starting off with a song like that. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get going. And yes, I am called DJ Jim, so I welcome you here. I'd like for us to give an amen and welcome our long brother, which I thought was MIA. And I'm glad to see he is about and kicking and alive. And he's been chatting with y'all in the room, so welcome. I love to see you here. And also, while y'all are sitting here, I'm also streaming live on Facebook. So for Facebook viewers who happens to tune in, they can also listen in on this message. Actually, they're watching because I'm doing a live video feed. So I'm learning how to do some things with some new tricks. So I'm glad that you're here. And everyone knows my signature opening. It is Friday night. We could have been elsewhere, but y'all decided to come here. And I'm hope that you are ready to be blessed. I know I am, and I'm always looking forward to it. I'm always getting ready for y'all because, again, it's just something the Lord does to me. He places it on my heart, and I'm just glad that I'm able to stand here and present this message to you. So I'm glad that you're here, and welcome, Facebook viewers. You know, I'm glad that you're here also. Many of you who were here last week, y'all knew the message that I preached, you know, about not giving into fear. And I'm sure since the message, and I'm sure that since you listened to the message, and a few of us have been watching TV, we've been watching the news, we've been seeing a lot more things going on, so we know this virus thing is still ramping up. We know the news media is eating it up. We know that people are starting to speculate. People are starting to say things in town, things on Facebook, things everywhere, which is not true. You know, we're hearing rumors flying and this and that, you know, and it's just getting crazy. But, you know, in light of all this, when I was trying to think ahead of this message for this Friday night, I was thinking, you know, what do I present? You know, which direction do I go? And as always, you know, I let the Holy Spirit lead me because that's the best way to go. Amen. So the question was posed to me the other day, and this is what started this message. The question was posed to me the other day when talking to another viewer. And she asked me this question. She says, Brother Jim, I want to know this. Why is God allowing this virus thing to happen? And why would he allow us to go through this dark time? So I had to stop, you know, like, good question. I'm sure some of you are probably even thinking, well, why is God allowing this to happen? Why is God allowing this thing to go through what it's going through? Why is he allowing us to have this dark time? You know, so I don't understand it, you know, and I can't claim to understand it, but, you know, I will give you an answer like I did her. And that's why she asked me, you know, why does he allow us to go through this dark time? So rather, and here's what she posed at the end, rather than protecting us. So I answered. I said, okay, well, let's look at the truth and let the truth be known here. God, my friends, has a reason and God has a plan in all things, and we must accept that plan rather than question it. And I spoke a little bit to the men's group last night. You know, we don't question it. I mean, you know, we kind of ask questions. We know we kind of ask God, okay, God, what's the deal? But you know what? If all of us is following Christ, we have to accept God has this thing under control, right? Can someone tell me an amen or right or whatever, agree with me? Because isn't God in control of all things? Yes, he is. So, you know, my pastor, he mentioned something last night, which I like how he said this. He said, you know, Jim, when we fear God, when all of us is fearing God, we're not in that bad fear. We're in a good fear. And because of that fear, it gives us what he called peace, calmness. And I like that. So that's why I told this lady, I said, my dear friends, you know, and I'm telling you tonight, that all of us, we must understand God recognizes that sometimes greater glory will come to his name by permitting sickness rather than disallowing it altogether. That's what God's doing. God's bringing this thing into a greater glory. He's allowing this to take place. So it's hard to understand from a human and earthly perspective why God will sometimes allow human suffering for the purpose of bringing greater glory to himself. And yet, we may see these current days or upcoming weeks as dark times. And one thing rings true. We must remember there is a lesson in all of this. And the lesson is, God is with us even in our darkest times. God is with us even in our darkest times, folks. So if you got your Bibles with you tonight, we're going to be going to two places in the Bible for the reading. The first place is going to be 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 57. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 57 through 58, and it reads this. And RW will post it for you on the screen. And it says, "May the Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. May he not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts to himself, to walk all in his ways and keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, which he commands our fathers." So with that, we're jumping all the way over to Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 through 6. Hebrews 13, 5 through 6, and this is what it reads. "Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me." Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you and submit ourselves to you and your authority. And Father, even though I spoke on fear last week and the message we're going to speak about tonight, we're still submitting ourselves to you and your authority. And Father, if there's anything within me that I have not confessed to you today, or I have not confessed to you before the start of this thing, please forgive me where I have fallen short of your precious glory. Father, I intend and I try not to intend to do things wrong, but I do, and I'm sorry for that. So I ask of you to forgive me where I have missed your mark today. And Father, those who are here today, like I always say, they could have been elsewhere. They could have went done their own little thing. They decided to come here tonight to hear something. I don't know what it may be. Maybe, you know, this message is for them. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But I ask of you to be with them in their household. Put that protective hedge around them. Guard them. Shield them. Let them rest under your wings. Let us be protected by you. And Father, we're not going to be afraid of this virus thing running around, because again, we are praying to you right now, this very moment, that you have it under control. And we're not afraid. Even though it may look dark, even though these times that we're facing right now may be the darkest hour, it may be these dark valleys, but we don't care, because again, we see the light. And we're going to press forward towards the light, because we know you are the sovereign God and you have it under control. We praise you. We glorify you. We give it all to you. In the sweet name of Jesus, we all say amen. My friends, y'all see it. It's posted in the chat room. You know, it's every hour, because it's the what we call the bot that posts the title of this message. And I titled this message, Walking Through Dark Valleys. Walking Through Dark Valleys. So I heard someone once again ask the question in all of this. And this was kind of from the same lady I was talking to. And she asked, where is God during our dark times? Where is God? Where is he in all this? And yes, I think all of us at one point or another has asked that kind of same question. We could have worded it a little different, but I think some of us has asked, where's God in all of this? What is he doing? What is his purpose? You know, it's not our choice whether or not to face these dark times. They're just a part of life. They are. They're just a part of life. As a Christian, we just go along with it. We agree with it. Okay, God, we have to understand you and submit ourselves to you. You got this. You got it under control. Nothing to worry about. We shouldn't worry. But sometimes we have concerns. Yes, we do. So what we can decide right now, we as Christians, is how to respond to these dark times. When we understand God's ways and his goals and his purpose for us in our lives, we begin to understand exactly what we should do. In the book of Genesis, I know all y'all familiar with this, we have read about the young man named Joseph, who walked through more than his fair shares of dark valleys. I think y'all kind of know where I'm going with this. But see, we know, according to what we read in Genesis, his brothers resented him. They hated him. And they sold him into slavery. Then when Joseph did his best in the midst of a poor circumstance, he was betrayed again by the master's wife. Now, I'm pretty sure he was thinking about, why is this happening? And we're looking at it, well, why did God allow such a good person to experience so many bad things? And Joseph, he walked through the dark valleys he faced in his life, but he walked through them with God. We observe his strategies during our struggles. We can relate to that. And during these dark times in this world that we're facing, we too, you and I, can learn the best way to respond in a bad situation. And tonight's message, we're going to cover, yes, 8 ways of how we should handle dark times we face in our lives today during this crisis. The first thing that we should learn when facing these dark valleys, we should learn that God is with us in our dark valleys. God is with us in our dark valleys. And this first lesson in all this, we must learn that even when time seems bad, God is with us. Those who are struggling often ask, where has God gone? Well, folks, I'm going to tell you something. He hasn't gone nowhere. Sometimes it's us that has moved. Now, even though we are facing difficult circumstances, he is with us no matter what may come our way. He's with us. He's with you now. Why I say this? We have his Holy Spirit within us. He's always with us. Always. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He never walks away from us. We need to take comfort in our dark valleys. God is with us. What more could you ask for? See, the Lord himself has promised us throughout scriptures that he would never leave us or forsake us. He walks beside us through the dark valleys. And we can also depend upon the truth that God himself has sent you a helper. According to John chapter 14, verse 16, the Holy Spirit has come to live with us every moment of our lives. He gives us comfort. He gives us protection and guidance. And he leads us and he assures us everything is okay, my friends. Everything's okay. Trust me. The second thing that we need to learn when walking in dark valleys is walking in darkness is not the same as walking through darkness. Let me repeat that. Walking in darkness is not the same as walking through darkness. We must also think how we live when times are difficult. There's a difference between walking through the darkness. All of us must do at one time or another, rather than walking in darkness. So you're kind of probably thinking and sitting there and looking at me, well, Jim, what do you mean by that, walking in darkness? Well, it's letting down our guard and doing things that is unpleasing to God. That's what it means by walking in darkness. When we are doing things that's unpleasing to God, we are in darkness. That's not walking through darkness. That's us being in darkness. When we all experience poor circumstances, poor behavior is a choice we make, which we will never help us through those dark valleys. Well, how so? Well, I'm going to give you an answer. Everything's in the Bible. Everything you need to know is right there in the Bible. Pick it up and read it. Pick it up and read it. If you need answers, seek and you shall find. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened. The Bible is there for you to help you throughout your dark valleys. But I'm going to show you what it means by us walking in darkness instead of through darkness. Look at John, 1 John chapter 1, verse 6. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6. And it says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, not through it now, look what it says in the letter half. We lie and do not practice the truth. Wow. But that's the fact. If we are in darkness, if we're living in darkness, and we claim that we are a child of light, clearly we're lying. See, that's what it means to be in darkness, because we're not in a fellowship with God. But there are times when we have to walk through darkness. That's why I say it. It's the difference. It's a difference. And when I say about this passage here, meaning basically bottom line, it's just telling us that we are out of fellowship with God as if we are walking in darkness. And again, God is not with us. He will walk with us through all of life's darkest moments that we will ever face. Always. The third lesson in learning about walking through dark valleys, that God has a purpose for our dark valleys. God has a purpose for our dark valleys. And the truth be told, and the truth is, as Christians, that our trials happen for a reason. Our trials happen for a reason. God always has a plan, always. And he knows exactly what he is doing. Why did he allow Joseph, a righteous man, to suffer 13 years? Simple. Joseph was being prepared for a significant opportunity that would make all the tough times worthwhile. Why is he allowing you to go through dark valleys? Friends, just like Joseph, he's preparing you an opportunity to make those tough times worthwhile. Romans 8:28 is our promise that God will use all things together for our benefit if we love him. Also, we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 through 17. Look what it says, my friends. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 16 through 17. And it says this, that you and I, and I'm kind of improvising a little bit, but we shouldn't lose heart. For what we see before us is only temporary. But what we don't see is eternal. Our spiritual maturity is growing each and every day, even as we struggle in our circumstances. You see what I'm saying? We, in those dark valleys, were constantly growing. And I always use this cliche when I'm talking to people. And a lot of times, you know, we love to be sitting on top of that mountaintop and looking at the next one. But we get comfortable. I like this mountaintop. I'm not going no further. I'm cool with it. But you have to understand, that's not the end of our journey. You have to understand, God said, wait a minute, you got to come to this next mountaintop. So in order to go to that next mountaintop, guess where you got to go? Oh, man, another dark valley? Yes, my friends, we do. But as we go through those dark valleys, and as we get to a next level in our journey, we grow in maturity. We grow. We learn. And we get that comfort. We get that peace. We get that calmness in our lives that we understand, okay, I'm getting it, God. I understand what you're doing. I got no problem with it. I'm okay with it. I know that you got it under control. And friends, when you start having that peace, that joy, that happiness, that's maturity growing within you. That's the Holy Spirit helping you grow. That's what he's doing. You see, our maturity is growing always, constantly. A dear friend of mine in church, he's with the Lord right now, but he says, you know, our journey is a long one, but it's only temporary. But how we handle that journey to the end makes all the difference. The fourth lesson in walking through dark valleys, God prepares us through our dark valleys. That's right. God prepares you and I through those dark valleys. God has a plan for all these times. A great part of the plan is to prepare us for better things. This is just what he did in the life of Joseph. God never forgets us. He simply prepares us. When we face these trying times, we can be certain that we won't be able to see the big picture as he sees it. We can't see that big picture how God sees it. We would love to, but we don't. But God already knows the outcome, and it's up to us just to trust it. It's up to us to understand that we need to know, okay, God, I know you know what you're doing. I got no problem with it. I'm okay. And you will learn. Try not to look at the big picture. Simply look at what he's doing with you at that particular moment. And once we start to understand what God is doing in our lives, folks, once we understand this, you and I should be far excited. We ought to be excited. We ought to be more patient. But he wants us to develop that patience through waiting upon him, leaning on him, trusting in him. That's what he wants from us. So we have to say, okay, how long must this trial last? To be honest here, none of us knows the answer. Whatever trials or dark valleys you are facing, how long will it last? None of us knows the answer. None of us. He will leave us in that dark valley as long as necessary for our preparation for what he wants in us or has planned for us. The fifth lesson we can learn about walking through dark valleys is that God teaches us more in the dark valleys than in the light. Really? Can't be. Yes, it is. God teaches us more during those dark times, in those dark valleys, than he does with us in the light. We can draw renewed strength and encouragement from remembering that in difficult times, we make the greatest strides and lessons that really count. We don't often learn much when everything's going all right. We don't. when you're sitting back and everything's 100% and you got that broom straw in and you just chilling, you know, going along. Hey, we love those times. Look, I'm not going to pretend, you know, I don't. I do. I love those times when everything's going good. They're wonderful. I love it. But the moment, sometimes when it goes bad, and I'm guilty of it sometimes myself, I'm not going to lie to you. Why is this happening to me? Oh, I don't understand this. We come apart. We come apart. Folks, what we have to understand, we draw strength and encouragement from remembering that in difficult times, my friends, we make the greatest strides and lessons that really count. When we are going through those dark times, that we learn from it, and that way when we face it the next time, it gets a little bit easier. I used to ask some Christian friends of mine, tell me, Jim, when I first became born again, oh, it's going to get easy. 10 years later, I'm still asking, when? When will it get easy? Well, I can tell you when. When we stand eyeball to eyeball with Jesus Christ, that's when it gets easy. Like I said, we don't learn much when everything's going right. We learn a lot sometimes when we're going through those dark valleys. And at some point, we will need to be placed in every kind of situation that teaches us precious spiritual wisdom. And the greatest lesson of all, of course, is, and y'all hear me say this all the time, and all of us say the same thing, the greatest lesson in all of our dark valleys is simply to trust in God. Trust in God. That's simple. Wait upon Him. And we will someday understand His purpose. We will. And again, friends, God is with us. He will walk us through all of life's darkest moments we face. The sixth lesson that we learn while walking in dark valleys, God moves us toward the light while we're in dark valleys. Sometimes it gets so dark in the valley, you know, you can almost can't see where you're going. But always stay focused. Move towards the light. Stay focused. I don't know how many of you have watched the Pilgrim's Progress movie, but that's what Christian had to do. He had to stay focused. Don't let darkness around us confuse us, distract us. Stay focused. Because in the midst of the wide, dark valley, we feel that nothing good can come out of the situation as it is. We can't. We don't feel nothing good's coming out of it. Our imagination runs away with us. God's truth for us is that all the time while we get discouraged, we get afraid, we even worry, He is moving us towards the light. Whenever you feel like that, always remember God is moving you forward towards the light. Don't get discouraged. Don't be afraid. Don't even worry. I know you're sitting there watching me, and those of you on Facebook, you think, well, Jim, man, with all this going on around us, every time I flip the channel, you're hearing all this bad news about this sickness, this virus. And you tell me not to get discouraged, not get afraid, not even worry? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. God has it under control. He's moving us forward all the time. We just have to be willing to submit to it. The leading of the Spirit. Let Him lead us. He's drawing us closer to His ultimate purpose for us. That's what He's doing. It may also be that He is waiting during this time for us, for you and I, to acknowledge that we know He is doing that. And we know that He is helping us, and He's waiting for us to acknowledge, we trust You. We trust you. Have you trusted in him lately? Have you asked God lately what's his purpose for you? Have you asked God how can you be most useful in his eternal purpose? Have you asked him how can you be useful in this time of need? Have you even asked him, Lord, what do you want me to do? If not, then why not? The seventh lesson, God wants us to share what you and I learn in our darkest valleys. God wants us to share with other brothers and sisters what we learn in our darkest valley. And as we read the story of Joseph, we discover that in time, Joseph was able to understand everything that God had planned for him and why there were so many problems for him to face. He was in a dungeon one day and advising Pharaoh the next. So what opportunity did he receive? Well, the chance to share the wisdom and goodness of the only true God with someone who was perhaps the world's most powerful political figure, the Pharaoh himself. And one of the most joyful truths about our struggles is endurance. And because of it, we can use the wisdom from God to help others during this time that we are facing in this world. That's what we can do in this darkness, in this valley. We can use that. And we can encourage another brother, another sister. And even we can encourage non-believers and let them know, hey, God's got this under control. And even those non-believers might say, well, what do you mean he's got it under control? Well, if God's such a wonderful God and a loving God, then why is he allowing this in the first place? Well, see, we can take that opportunity to talk to them about our darkest valleys that we went through. And that can be your testimony to start a conversation and lead someone down the path to salvation through Jesus Christ. We as Christians, we face many, many hardships, many pains, many sorrows, many truths, many up and down, many dark valleys. But if you're honest enough and reflect on that, God saw us through it all. We might not think it that way sometimes, but yet God helped us through it all. In our last lesson, we learned from walking through dark valleys, number 8, our rational choice is to submit to God and to trust him to care for us. To submit to God. Surrender yourself to him. Allow him to care for you. You're facing a dark valley in your life. You're facing hard times. You tried it every which way you can think of. I even come to life Frank Sinatra song, I did it my way. Well, your way ain't going to cut it. God's way will help you. God's way will see you through it. Surrender yourself to him. Allow him to do what he does best. Because friends, when we consider the wonderful ways of God, we see that even in bad times, it has its good purpose. And what we see in that, we gain strength and resolve that we need by being patient and persevering. We get strength by being patient and persevering. And as we recall how God has blessed countless believers through their own dark valleys or trials or even hardships, how can we respond in any other way than to trust him to care for us? My friends, he is a God of promise and a God of integrity. He would do all according to what he says he would do. God would do all he says he's going to do. That's facts. That's the truth. That's biblical truth. Believe it. Believe it. And again, God is with us. He will walk us through all of life's darkest moments that we face. So in closing, I'm going to leave y'all with this. Let me get some water real quick. I'm going to leave y'all with this tonight. I know this was covering a lot of ground, but I can't help it. When the Holy Spirit leads you in a direction, you go with it. Let me ask you a question tonight. Have any of you walked through dark valleys lately? Have you? Yes. Yes. I have. I see that you have too. How did you respond? How did you respond? What did you say to God when you spoke to him about that? I can promise you one thing. I can promise you this much. All of us is going to walk through that dark valley again. Jim, really? I didn't want to hear that. Sorry. We're going to walk through that dark valley again, my friends. And as long as we live, we will face times of struggles. We will face times of hardships, times of testing, times of endurance to our faith. Yeah, your faith is going to be stretched. We're like rubber bands, man. Sometimes we feel like, boy, we get stretched. Boy, we get stretched. And we feel like we're about ready to pop. But we don't. We don't. I can promise you also, and I'm basing this on the Word of God, not me, but I've been through dark valleys. I've been through trials. I've been through hardships. I've been through it all, and I guarantee you have too. I guarantee it. But all of us who are true believers, who endure it to the end, who trust in the Almighty God, he sees us through it. Some of us experience near death, sicknesses, seem like everything's lost. But when you sit back and examine yourself, God brought you through it. He's going to bring us through this. You might not have thought that way, but yet, I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. But I'm trusting in God. I'm trusting in God. And I promise y'all this, folks. If you place your trust in the Lord who loves you, who has a plan for you, has a plan for your life, you will be blessed every single time. If you think about this and know what his word says in the Bible, he says he has never failed anyone yet. And he never will. We think he did. Oh, yeah. We think he failed. We think he didn't help. I promise you, he did. Sometimes we look at it our way. Sometimes we look at it like me. But we have to examine his way. And you will see, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. And my prayer for you tonight, and I pray this a lot, folks. I'm not trying to brag, no. But my prayer for you tonight is that you share with someone else what you have learned. Share with someone else what you have learned. Share with someone what Jesus Christ did for you. Share with someone the true and almighty power of God Himself. Share with someone. Do you know someone right now who's struggling to understand all of this? Do you? I bet you do. Do you know someone who's afraid? I bet you do. Do you know someone that's really worried? I bet you do. Do you have God's wisdom for your friend in that situation? Maybe God is telling you right now, through these words or through this message, or because of this event that's going on right now, He wants to use you as a vessel for His ministry to further His kingdom. Maybe that's what He wants you to do. All of us can be used by Him to further His kingdom. But we have to trust. We have to trust. It just hit me. I don't know which section it's in. Maybe one of y'all can remember. But you know, when we hear it, I think it's in Psalms. Yea, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear no evil. Folks, when we are in the darkest valley, we, who has the Holy Spirit within us, fears no evil. Psalms 23, thank you. We fear nothing. Not even in the darkest valleys. We are a child of light. We are His. And He might be willing, or He's might wanting to use you as a ministry to help someone who's facing a dark valley right now. Could that be His plan? Could that be His plan in these darkest valleys? Could it? I think so. Think about it. Amen. Let's pray.